AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A law enforcement official tells the AP federal agents have identified the man they believe posted a broad online threat against synagogues in New Jersey, but do not believe he was planning to carry out a specific plot. The source says the man, whose identity was not immediately released, was questioned by law enforcement and told agents he had been bullied in the past and harbored anger toward Jewish people. And officials do not believe he is a threat to the public. Inflation is still a problem, but the Labor Department says it's not stopping employers from hiring. The October report says 261,000 jobs were added, fewer than the month before, but more than what experts were predicting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there are high hopes for the climate summit next week in Egypt.
COP27 must be the place to close the ambition gap, the credibility gap, and the solidarity gap.
One of the big sticking points in past negotiations concerned the financial support poor countries receive from rich nations to cope with climate change. Tomorrow's Powerball lottery jackpot is getting even bigger. It's now $1.6 billion. A string of 39 consecutive drawings without a winner is a reflection of the tough odds of winning the jackpot, one in 292.2 million. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Rochester, New York, will pay $55 million to survivors of sexual abuse committed by clergy members under a settlement announced by church officials. The diocese declared bankruptcy in 2019 after hundreds of lawsuits were filed against it under New York's Child Victims Act. President Biden is set to tour a Southern California communications company that is expected to benefit from his legislative push to boost American semiconductor manufacturing. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korean territory. This is AP News. Volkswagen is recalling thousands of vehicles.
The problem is the tire pressure monitoring systems. They may not detect sudden air loss in all four tires at the same time. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this increases the risk of a crash. The vehicles being recalled include some 2019 Tiguans and Audi Q3 and A3 vehicles. Also covered are some 2019 and 2020 Jetta, Golf, Atlas, and Audi A3 models, and some late model Atlas Cross Sport and Atlas vehicles. Volkswagen tried to avoid the recall, saying the problem was inconsequential to motor vehicle safety, but that request was denied. I'm Rita Foley.
A bubble barrier that prevents plastic waste from reaching the ocean is one of 15 initiatives named as finalist for this year's Earthshot Prize, a global competition to find new ways to tackle climate change. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.